Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. I hope you're doing well.
Friday.
Officially in what, it's my favourite time of the year.
Is it?
The chaos of the middle part.
What?
The gooch.
Yeah, you call it that, don't you?
The Christmas and New Year gooch, where there's lots of food kicking about still.
Yeah.
There's lots of football.
Yes.
And lots of good times to be had.
So between the 26th of December and the 31st of January, that week, the no man's land. You can't really place yourself. No one knows what day it is. It's classic. It's well-trodden material, isn't it? I think it's one of the most disorienting and uncomfortable weeks of the year. I think it's horrible.
Do you know what day it is?
I do know what day it is, but it's Wednesday.
Yeah, we're recording on a Wednesday. Did you know that, Ethan?
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jay. Yes. Looking good, my
friend.
He's
had a new haircut, and it's the best one he's had in ages. Give us a little 360 or maybe a 270. Look at that.
You're looking good, mate.
It's really nice, that.
When did you get this done on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Is it one-word answers from Ethan today?
Yes. I did do it on Christmas Eve, it must be said.
It must be said. It can't be said any other way. How was your Christmas, Ethan? Just give us a general sort of couple of bullet points. How was it?
Oh, yes. Lovely. The gran was round on Christmas Eve. We had some family friends round. And on Boxing Day, we had my stepdad's siblings round. Presents all day, every day.
Did you get any good prezzos?
Yes, that's a really good question, Joe. If I take you all the way back to Christmas Eve,
I can barely remember. I'm there with you. When was that? Years ago?
The night before Christmas.
Yeah.
And my stepdad had a few drinks and that.
What's his drink of choice, John?
What was it, Joe? I told you before. I keep forgetting.
Cointreau this year.
Cointreau.
Which isn't anyone's drink of choice.
That's a crazy drink of choice.
Yeah.
As I say, what's your favourite food? And then someone saying...
Sultanas.
Yeah, brilliant. Great answer.
So he was on
that. Bicarbonate of soda. Isn't it? It's good in stuff, but it's not like your own main thing, is it? Go on.
And it is festive cheer. He said, how about we give you a little Christmas present early?
Whoa. Oh,
so he was bollock naked when he said this.
Yeah, here's your present, boy.
So I said, thank you very much. He was fully clothed, it must be said. And he,
you get to do the unwrapping this year, did you?
Oof.
Oof. Oh. And he gave it to his...
Did he?
Because he did. Christmas.
You fucked it now, because everything you say is going to be awful, isn't it?
And it was all wrapped in a brown packaging.
Ah.
And like a World War II evacuation pack for a child.
Nice. Yeah, and some ketamine and heroin sent from your family to the front.
And I must say, it was really heavy. It was a really heavy package. So what did I do? Well, I began to open it, of course.
No, go on, you did. Go on, no, you what else was he going to do?
And my stepdad said, you're not going to believe what it is. And I opened it up, and I couldn't quite believe what it is. And I'll insert a picture. And in all its weight and its mysterious texture, this massive lump of metal that's about this big. And this, of course, it is a part of a railway track. He got me a part of a railway track that he found in Kettering from near an old mining town.
What he's got? Are you lying to us? One of your gifts... is a chunk of metal from a railway track that's got no significance to you. Kettering.
Yep. And apparently it was from the late 1800s. And not only that, he gave everyone in the family a piece of rail track.
Fucking hell, so you could put them all together and get the fuck out of it. I don't understand this.
Is this a hobby of his? Is this something that you like? Do your family talk about the railways? What is this?
No, not at all. Right. I think
the fuck then? Does he know what the idea of a gift is? Does he know what the point of a gift is?
He's just really fascinated, and he thought
so.
His
he likes them.
Well, he's fascinated by the past. He's fascinated by the past and finding things.
So it wouldn't have cost him anything, this. He found it.
Cheapskate. So he's just giving you a fucking lump of metal that he found?
Well, yes.
That genuinely is a sort of a whisker away from being the coal you get if you're naughty, doesn't
it? Yeah, it really is.
Because that's the thing that goes in the engine of the train. Like, what? That is one of the shittest Christmas presents of all time.
How did you react? Because obviously you can't say this to your stepdad. You must have been like, oh, thank you.
Oh, cheers. It was like, oh, bloody hell. And we discussed the different ways we could use the rail track.
Can I guess?
Go on.
Paperweight.
Could doors, be a paperweight.
Door stopper.
Door stop was my
bludgeon
one.
Bludgeon a burglar to death.
Yeah.
I said that
violence
as well.
Is another one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like then, Jim said, piece them together, weld them back together and reconnect the railway from North Shields to South Shields like it was in the Victorian heyday.
Rebuilding HS2, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Not cancelled anymore. That was your gift.
Oh, no. That was my gift. And then...
They call John the Northern Powerhouse, don't they? Because of his weighty thighs.
So John gives you that buzzing. You couldn't believe it.
Oh,
what did your mum get?
What did my mum get?
Like, did she get the same?
She got a little bit of car park that had been dug around the corner.
She got something made in the shed, which was made out of a heart. Not made out of a heart. Sorry, that would be a bit twisted, wouldn't it? It was made in the shape of a heart.
Love heart or anatomically correct?
Well, a love heart, sorry. And it was made out of brass. Was it like a coaster, like a massive coaster that you made out of brass?
How big is this massive coaster?
How big? How many cups could you fit on this brass?
Oh, it could maybe six mugs or something.
So what, like a placemat then, more than a coaster?
No, it was a coaster. It's just quite big.
Why was it so big?
They just made it out of brass. Could that?
No. Don't say made out of brass. Like brass is one size.
What's going on?
Brass
anymore.
Can be small or big, Ethan. Oh, yeah. Why is it so big? Well, it's made out of brass. Brass is more of a size than it is a material. So you could have just used less brass and made it the size of a mug, which is exactly what a coaster is supposed to be.
I guess it carries more value the bigger it is.
Yeah. If your mum decides that she's just going to smelt it instead of using it, is that the plan? Ooh. She's just going to trade it in for scrap, like you probably all are going to do with your presents from John. Yeah. buys people different blocks of metal of indiscriminate weight and value.
It's that big because you all got Sports Direct mugs, haven't you? That's why.
Yeah. The remaining of the Mike Ashley years.
Fuck, bring them back.
What did you get?
Do you know what? We didn't really do gifts.
No, well,
I'm not too fussed about gifts.
What do you mean we didn't
anymore.
Really do gifts? Yes, you did.
We're not really. We just sort of said, you know, Merry Christmas.
No, I don't believe you.
You
didn't get anyone a gift?
Oh, I got other people gifts, you know. Like
they didn't get you
little
gifts?
Little bits of perfume and stuff like that. I didn't really ask for much. I asked for more like vouchers. For example, I got given some lovely vouchers.
Raffle?
No, I got given some lovely vouchers for Ryanair, so I can go away. What are you laughing at that for?
Clean.
That's what I asked for. I asked for some vouchers. I just.
Why don't you just ask for cash?
I don't know what the thing with cash is. It's like, people don't see it as a real gift, do they?
No.
Like, for example, my Auntie Mary got me £25 Deliveroo voucher.
Fucking hell. Does she not know you've got a black card?
She doesn't know I've got a black card. But I'm like, you know, I could have got the cash. Yeah, true. But I love that. What else did I get? Oh, my mum got me some plates and a butter tub.
What do you mean a butter tub?
A place where you put your butter.
A butter dish?
Is it called a dish, not a tub?
Well, it's not a tub, is it? Because a tub would imply that the bottom of it is hollowed out. Whereas a dish is, you put it on something flat and you have a lid. Or is this a tub?
This is a tub.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Do you know what? Yeah, we weren't too good. We're not too good with presents. Yeah,
I can tell. You two, fucking shocking Christmas gifts.
Oh, can I show you how? So
you got a tub for butter, a Deliveroo voucher, and you got a lump of metal.
Can I put...
Fucking hell! This is the shittiest Christmas I've ever heard in my life!
I wrapped my Christmas presents for mum and dad on Christmas Day.
What, in your own shit?
There was no salad tape left, so I had to use these like weird like white sticky patches.
Do you know that? Right, so for anyone who... We'll put the picture in. But these are the things that you use to hang an IKEA picture on your flat wall so you still get your deposit back. And you've double-sided stuck them as the thing for his sellotape. Look at the... Look at the wrapping as well. All the paper's, like, torn and ripped, like you've done it with your teeth. Honestly, and I mean this in no offence whatsoever, this is the present you get back... from the kid at the sort of the hospital or whatever, isn't it? That he gives back to you that he's wrapped in 45 minutes with one hand.
I always what do is this. That? I always do Looks this, like Joe. I always mouth. Do it where I'm like, right, this year I'm going to be good at giving presents, but I'm not. What is up with me?
I don't know.
Because it's not like, obviously I'd spend money on people. I'm not asked about that. Well, those I just don't get.
Those double-sided sticky wall mounts
I just don't know how to, like everyone's presents was cost money, like, you know, but I can't get on top of it.
Let's go through
I
what you've got.
I get frustrated.
And I'm not that good at buying gifts either. I left it late. But Jesus Christ, that is awful. Ethan didn't have to buy anyone anything because his girlfriend doesn't believe in Christmas, so he's lucked out there. What did you get for Becky?
So
you just said you know you like presents, you buy.
We bought each other a day out.
No.
And then we're putting money to a holiday to Italy.
That's not a present, though, is it?
Yeah, but we were saying what's
your present? The willingness to start saving from now.
No. So how much would we normally spend on each other, right?
Yeah.
Let's just put that in the pot. That's the Italy pot. And now we've got a big chunk in the Italy pot. She bought me a nice Carhartt jacket, and I bought her a day making these sort of mad bear things that I saw on Instagram.
Build-A-Bear that workshop?
No, it wasn't Build-A-Bear.
You've taken like your girlfriend to Build-A-Bear workshop?
It's more like
workshop.
A paint thing. It's happening in Blank Studios in Nova Quarter. That costs 100 quid.
What is it?
You paint this mad bear. Apparently the Japanese love it, and it's come over here like it's like a trend.
Wow. Are you the bear?
what are you doing?
My eyes are just watering with sadness from your two.
Yes, sir. Oh no, that's still. But the thing is, that's still
a good
chunk of cash.
That little bear thing could be okay, but I don't. I mean, it's.
And with her
thing.
And a mate, she's going to go on a great day out, you get drinks and all that, and you paint. Okay. That's great. Got me a lovely Carhartt jacket.
That's a gift.
And that's the gift.
That's a gift.
But the main chunk of money is going to Italia.
But you already go on holidays together.
Yeah, well, this one lush. I mean, go all out. All out.
3-star.
And we got the added surprise. I think why we want to save it more because we actually got Glastonbury tickets this year.
Oh wow, that's
and
cool.
That's never in your budget because you think you're never going to get them, but we did. So now we need extra budget. So instead of splashing the cash on something, whatever.
Yeah,
crack on. You want to see what she? I say she's got me a Carhartt jacket. Don't tell her, but it's way too big. Way too XL. And I said, why? She said, well, your XL that you wear now, your Carhartt's a little bit tight around the belly. I went, I'll fix that.
You'll grow into it.
I can't grow into that. Crikey, you won't be...
You won't be doing this podcast anymore.
You won't be Sloppy Joe's anymore. It'll be like fucking...
It'll be, Life Support Joe's.
Life Support.
Wouldn't it? You just, I'm chatting and then you just hear from your side.
Yeah. Squeeze something twice if you think it's funny. Crazy.
Although anyway. You can see his shit going through the little... pipe there into Ethan's mouth.
That's
beautiful. I got loads of great stuff.
What did you get?
No, I don't want to make you lot feel bad. I actually got real presents.
What did you get? What's your real present?
A mandolin.
A mandolin?
A mandolin.
Like a tiny orange.
Tiny orange.
That's a mandarin.
Oh. Like the Chinese language?
That's still mandarin. If you listen to words, a mandolin.
Like the Star Wars character?
No, that's a Mandalorian.
What have you got?
A mandolin. It's a little device that's sort of like a wood plane, but you're static and you rub edge against it.
Oh, God, give me a plaque of fucking railway.
All right, then, here's what else I got then. I got a goosenecked kettle. I got...
Sounds good, though.
It's so
it
right.
Sounds good.
My Christmas presents were so Joe Smith. I got some exotic fruits.
As a Christmas present, you got fruit.
As a piece of presents?
Yeah.
I got a gooseneck kettle.
Yeah.
I got a mandolin.
I don't really know what that is.
It's a kettle with a long neck, so you can pour more accurately when you're doing pour over coffees.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know the ones
I generally know what you mean.
You've seen
them. Nice.
I got a mandarin. Mandolin. Fuck, you got me saying it now. A mandolin, so I can do veg really fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're good then, and you can sort of grate carrots and bits and bobs on it. What else did I get? I got a couple of T-shirts.
Nice.
Some nice T-shirts.
How was Levenshulme? How was the house, the Airbnb?
Great, my mum and dad came up to stay. We'll talk about it more on Tuesday's episode. But I got some good stuff, and you two were diabolical by the sound of things.
Why didn't we get each other gifts?
We'll talk about that on Tuesday. We need to move on. We need to move to the 1 out of 10 club, because it's a big one this week.
Is it?
It's a massive one. Because first of all, so I'll get into it. The 1 out of 10 club is the most disappointing food on the market.
Yeah.
It's not true 1 out of 10 garbage, rotten stuff. It's just, you go to have it and you go, that's just shit. I want Edmund.
Oh, shit.
And to me, the thing that epitomises it's just shit compared to its big brother is the Diet Coke.
Oh,
now, when you think of Coca-Cola, it is fantastic. Diet Coke is awful, and it's worse than Coke Zero, or so I thought. So what I thought we should do...
There's no way we can possibly pull...
Here we go.
Did you go to WH Smith?
I went to WH Smith to get these. We got the regular Coke. So there's two categories for this. We've got regular Coke and regular Pepsi. It's about time we did this. Then you've got your sugar-free category. You've got your Diet Pepsi, your Diet Coke, and your Pepsi Max, and your Coke Zero.
What the fuck's going on here?
So we're going to go through and do the Pepsi and Coke challenge. First of all, you're doing the sugared version. This is just a straight up head-to-head. Eyes closed, take a sip. What do you got?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Ethan, why am I getting flashbacks here? Have we done this?
Drew wasn't here for the Max Smith episode.
Have we done this already? Are you joking? Have we done this? Well, I am. I'll do it anyway.
To be fair, we just did the Sugary Boys.
Oh, well, that's shy. Right.
There's only one. There's clear winner in the Sugary Boys.
Is that right?
We'll let you do that.
You're going to pass them to me. Pass me one of them, because otherwise, well, I'm going to know otherwise, aren't I? Okay. So you pass me one. I'm going to grab it from the middle, so I can't tell the textural difference. Are you lipsing me? Oh no, I just opened my eyes. Are you putting it in my hand? Right, put it in my hand.
Right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Got to be quick.
Got to be quick. Hold on. Nice.
Oh, delicious, that. That is lovely, that. Here's the alternative. Pepsi, rancid.
Yeah, Pepsi's not
right.
Good.
Can we all agree that Coca-Cola is better than Pepsi?
Yes.
No, I prefer...
You're not a Pepsi boy. Pepsi.
You don't even believe what you're saying.
That's a lie.
No, I prefer it.
Right, so let's go for the Sugar Boys.
So let's get into the decaf ones, because they're the real issue here, because a lot of people aren't even buying the sugar ones anymore.
Diet Coke, I don't know what you're playing out there. I really don't.
I'm going to give you a sip of all of these, Joe.
Oh, God, this is crazy.
It might be just you that does this, but you're the food reviewer after all.
Right.
So
close your eyes.
What do you think you're ordering?
I think Diet Coke is a very standard 7 out of 10 beverage.
Yeah.
There is no way I can safely put it in the 1 out of 10. I think you've lost your mind.
Right.
I don't, however, know much about the Diet Pepsi. I don't know who buys Diet Pepsi.
Cut to my camera.
Who buys them? Am I still closing my eyes?
Yes. So first up is this.
For the audio listeners, this is...
A couple of fingers, so you're just grabbing the middle.
What?
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Sip of that.
I wonder if you could tell by the shape of the bottle, Joe.
Oh, I'm trying to avoid that. Okay, how was that?
Yeah, it's nice. I'm going to give that one a little bit flat. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10, okay. Fingers.
Nice. Oof. I don't know why I sniffed the mic.
I'll show the viewers what that was afterwards.
More bubbly. 7 out of 10.
That was that. Okay.
More bubbly.
So that's 7 out of 10.
I think I know that straight away.
Next
more bubbly.
This.
Right, here we go.
Couple fingers, please.
Couple fingers.
There you go.
Okay, more bubbly. Oh. Somewhere in the middle. Oh. 6.5 out of 10.
6.5. And finally.
Oh.
Couple fingers, please.
Couple fingers. What the hell?
There you go.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
Oh.
This is content.
This is great content. That one's 5 out of 10. That one's the low. I didn't like that one at all. I think that one was a bad one.
Okay, right. Open your eyes.
Open my eyes.
So, this is the order that you ended up with them in.
Really?
Right.
So what, from the worst?
No, that was your favourite.
No!
Diet
Pepsi was my favourite!
Then Pepsi Max, then Coke Zero, then Diet Coke, the last. So it has to go in the 1 out of 10 club. I know you said it was 5.
No
but it's
way!
It's literally the worst readily available zero sugar Coca-Cola drink on the market. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to agree with me.
You're declaring
therefore,
that 1 out of 10.
It has to be. It's literally the worst one you can buy. The biggest disappointment... Blind taste test proves it. Diet Coke, 1 out of 10. Get it in. Come on.
Ethan?
Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, isn't it?
Just a bit, mate.
Yeah, I guess we have to... The science says it's the worst.
See? Will you go with the science on this one and just
okay.
put it in? You like it the least.
All right, let's put Diet Coke in the 1 out of 10.
Whee!
I can't believe
Merry
you got
Christmas,
me saying
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank
listen,
you. Thank
Tuesday's
you so
episode,
much.
It might be put out a little bit later on because of just, you're off to Dublin.
Yes.
You've done it by now, have you?
No. Yes.
Friday day this goes out. Yes. What you did Thursday night. Enjoy Dublin.
Thank you very much.
You have a great time. So there's slight delays and we'll be being in New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and all that. You will get a big epic Tuesday
and it will
breakdown.
Be on Tuesday, yes. So don't worry about that. It just the audio may be slightly late, but the episode will be out at 5 p.m. On Tuesday. Don't
Lovely.
You worry.
Right, and sloppers, here's something we need you to do. You'll find it on our Instagram and Twitter pages. We are looking for the finest moment of the Sloppy Joe's podcast in 2023. Your nominations will be coming in thick and fast, so keep them coming in because we're going to do a big roundup of the top 10 moments, and here's some moments that we bloody loved. I went to the Tacover Festival.
Right.
And when I got there, I had a couple of drinks, and I'm hosting the stage, so there's a bit of downtime. And an actor walks past me.
Okay.
And
male or female?
A male actor.
Okay.
And he is called, and he's a good looking lad, he's called Kingsley Ben-Adir. He looks like this. You ever seen him? Kingsley Ben-Adir. He's in the new Barbie film.
Nice.
He's in a couple of Marvel films. He's
Brilliant.
At the Taco
so
Festival.
So he's very much, you know, at the peak of his powers at the minute, isn't it? Because that's a good run. That.
Is it?
Marvel.
And he's in the Barbie. He's the new Bob Marley, the new Bob Marley biopic.
So he's about to go through the roof.
He's about to go through the roof.
Yeah.
I did something so embarrassing. I stopped and went, "Oh my god, it's you."
Oh no.
Oh my god, Joe. It's all happening in slow motion. This, I went, "Oh my god, it's you." I didn't even know his name, really. He, oh my god, Joe, I can't do this actually. I think I'm gonna have to stop the story. I said, "Oh my god," because I was so stunned by it. Because he was in Marvel, I love Marvel, he's in the Secret Invasion. He was tearing up. I went, "Oh my god, it's you." And then he went, "Yeah, oh."
I hate this. I don't know where this is going to go, but I know you've obviously got.
Oh no, no, it does get worse, a little bit worse. So we had a civilized chat.
Why did you say, "Oh my god, it's you"?
I was stunned by it, Joe. I literally was stunned by his presence.
So did you know who he was?
I knew who he was. I knew he was in Barbie, but I just didn't know his name. Like, so at the end of the conversation, he goes, "Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, nice to meet you." He wants to get rid of me. I can tell. "Nice to meet you. What's your name?" I went, "Joe." I went, "What's your name?" This isn't the worst of it, Joe.
Why would you go over to someone and say, "Oh my god, it's you," and then say, "What's your name?"
I'm the person that I dislike in this situation, so I'm trying to make up for it, right? I go over to what is the best food vendor, food brand at the minute, a guy called Chicken George. Chicken George's food is incredible.
He makes chicken, by any chance.
He makes chicken. So he was at the Taco.
He had no choice being born with the name Chicken George, though, did he?
No. Anyway, the guy who runs it called Chris.
you know his fucking name.
Chris. I want to know his name. I went to him. Oh, this is so bad. I'm just trying to make up for this.
Come on, just get it
I
out.
Said, "That guy over there, if he comes over, get some food, just sort him out. He's a VIP. You know, it'll be a great look for you." He said, of course. So he said, "What?" He's looking, "What does he look like?" So I get a picture up of him on my phone. God, this is not fun. I went, "That's what he looks like." And he went, "Right, okay." So he had a look at him. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm wandering about and I see him again. I bump into him and go, "Oh, by the way, Chicken George said, if you need anything, he'll sort you. You know, he knows who you are. He'll sort you." He said, "Are they any good?" I went, "Are they any good?" I went, "Of course they are." I went to get a pitch. I went to show him. Oh, God. I went to show him the picture that I took. Oh, God. I'm sick. I went to show the picture that I took of his food, Chicken George's food prior, and his face is on my phone. I showed him a picture of his own face prior to then showing him the food. So not... And you know what the triple threat is?
Oh, God.
The triple threat is... Chris went, "Oh no." Chris at the end of the festival came up to me and said, "I must have missed that guy." I said, "No, you didn't. He's got all of his food from you." "Oh, you know, I've charged him."
Okay, so it begins these two female footballers.
Women.
Sorry, women footballers are together. They both sign. They both join each other at PSG. Okay. Yeah. It then gets to the stage where some rumours are going around about there being some jealousy because the one who's just joined from Barcelona at PSG has replaced her friend in the starting 11.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
is not happy about that one jot. So in a bid to rekindle some team harmony, PSG arrange a meal at this really posh place, okay? Over dinner, it emerges that several players have received anonymous calls from a man warning them that Ham Rory, however you say it, we'll call her Ham, that Ham is toxic and to keep their distance,
You've
okay?
You've had toxic Ham before.
Yeah. I was on the toilet for weeks.
After the meal, Diallo offers Ham and another defender a lift home. They have just dropped off the friend, and then two masked men appear, drag Ham from the car, and set her on her with iron bars.
What?
I saw that he was targeting my legs, she said. Okay. Mysteriously, they also scream, you touch married men, as they beat her. Ham is adamant that somebody from the club is involved, naming the husband of another PSG teammate as a potential suspect. While recovering from the deep gashes to her legs, she's forced to miss training and a crunch Champions League tie against Real Madrid. In her absence, Diallo slots into midfield and turns a star performance as PSG win 4-0. In the days before the attack, they'd caught her Googling dangerous drug cocktail and how to break a kneecap, right? Diallo spends the night behind bars but denies all charges and is released from custody. Then investigators drop another bombshell. The SIM card in Ham's phone is mysteriously registered to legendary French left-back Eric Abidal, who's the sports director at Barcelona. So remember, she signed from Barcelona, so there's links to Eric Abidal. Days later, Abidal admits to having an affair with Ham, who he met while she was playing for Barcelona. He pleads his wife for forgiveness on Instagram, but it falls on deaf ears and she files for a divorce. Meanwhile, still shaken by her night behind bars, Diallo returns to PSG training, but things have turned ugly. Fuming at Ham's seemingly false accusations against Diallo and the teammate's husband, several players ask for their lockers to be moved.
Hold on. Rule one, you can always talk about the club. Rule two, voice notes only. Use three, use emojis to react to others and give a sense of how impressed you are. Rule four, all new users must reply in the group for 48 hours of being added. Rule five, follow through is instant ban.
What?
I've been added to a group where men record themselves farting. That was Andrew's there. Here's Daryl, my old housemate. That was a bad one, that Daryl, wasn't it? That is awful. Do you know who's a big... Gaz Young, you are disgusted. He just sort of gets involved every single day. Gaz Young must have something wrong with him. He's an absolute animal. Where was the one that absolutely blew my head off when I heard it? Was this one it? Oof, no. Now, that sounded like a follow-through to me. I'd do a VAR on that one. I've only got... Oh, here was it. This one, the anticipation on this one was unbelievable. Look how long it is. It's a 6-second clip. And you can just... The thing with these voice notes is you can see when the noise is being made.
See the way
so the falls. Anticipation is like... This one was mad. I was on the edge of my seat. It was such a small but violent one.
Oh, fuck me.
I recorded this very late at night.
Is this yours? Have you had
Sunday.
Any in there yet?
I recorded this very late at night on Sunday. No reaction to mine yet.
Okay, so Merry Christmas, everyone. Hit the Patreon if you haven't already. Sloppy Joe's podcast on Patreon. The link is in the description. Thank you, Joe, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ethan.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye, Ethan.
Ah, yes. See you later, everyone.